You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour. It's been a busy one this afternoon, and we appreciate you being here. And Chase Goodbread joining us now, talking about the hiring of Kevin Steele at the University of Alabama. The headline says it all. The nine lives of Alabama's football's Kevin Steele and what Nick Saban can get from number nine. Chase, thank you. Appreciate you being on. Before we get to too deeply into the conversation here, how has the return once again of Kevin Steele to T-Town going over? Good afternoon.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Paul. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you know, I think Alabama fans are just fine with this hire. It's not a splashy hire, for sure. Neither one of the two coordinator hires could be described as splashy or flashy. But honestly, I think the offensive coordinator hire was the only chance for that to really happen. If you look at the coordinators that were in the running for that DC role, or at least reported to be in the running, they were all people that Nick Saban was familiar with. Jeremy Pruitt, Glenn Schumann from Georgia. There was a little bit of talk about Todd Grantham, although I don't happen to think that was ever necessarily serious. And he comes back to Kevin Steele. So, you know, it's a hire who is going to come in knowing exactly what Nick Saban's expectations are. Saban knows what to expect from him. He's a tough love kind of coach with players. He communicates well with players, but he's also an old school coach. Not the kind of guy that's going to be a player's best friend. But it'll tell players straight. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, Nick Saban, now in his 70s, was probably predictably going to pick a guy for this DC role who he wouldn't have to bring from the ground up, so to speak. And, you know, with Kevin Steele, who's now coming into Alabama for the third time since 2007, the transition ought to be as smooth as possible.
Yeah, I would think so. You mentioned Jeremy Pruitt. So before we get back to Kevin Steele, do we know any more today than we did a couple weeks ago, other than that clearly he didn't get hired?
Jeremy didn't get hired. My understanding is that he was a little bit too hot to touch, so to speak, with this NCAA situation that remains unresolved. There's a possibility, as we know, that he may be hit with a show cause from the NCAA. So it wouldn't surprise me if he ends up back at Alabama at some point, maybe after this NCAA mess gets resolved to the satisfaction of all involved. But right now, I don't think that hire was possible, frankly, until this NCAA situation resolves itself.
Chase, do you know whether Pruitt can go into the analyst room with that unresolved?
I don't know that he can't necessarily. So,
I keep hearing that's where he's going to end up, which is still a pretty good move for Nick Saban.
That would not shock me.
Okay.
It would not shock me at all. And look, Kevin Steele is going to be 65 in a month, and we don't know how long Nick Saban is going to be at Alabama either. But if Jeremy Pruitt comes on as an analyst and ends up getting cleared by the NCAA, or at least doesn't have a show cause, or maybe the show cause comes and then it expires, whatever the case may be, it would be a pretty easy move if Nick Saban's still in the head position to bring him on and maybe replace Kevin Steele with Pruitt at some point down the road. I'm not saying that it's hire in waiting type of thing. I don't know that at all. But I do know that Nick Saban is a big Jeremy Pruitt fan and would count him as an asset if he was on the staff in any role.
Can't help but think about the irony that of the three finalists for the job at Tennessee a couple of years ago, one was Mel Tucker, one was Kevin Steele, and Jeremy Pruitt was the third. He ended up getting the job, and now we're talking about whether he can move into an analyst role behind Kevin Steele. Let me ask you about Kevin Steele, his first tour duty. He was one, I think he may have been Nick Saban's first hire. I can't remember, but it seemed like he was. And, you know, he was the defensive coordinator, and Kirby Smart worked under him. And I really don't remember specifically, Chasen, you may have, I'm trying to remember, I think you were around. All of a sudden, Kirby Smart gets elevated in time for the 08 season. Was that a reflection of Kevin Steele, or was that more about Kirby Smart emerging as what we now know him to be?
Yeah, I was around at that time, Paul, although you're asking me to shake loose 15-year-old memories, which is getting a little bit difficult. I believe that probably was about Smart's emergence. If I recall correctly, I think maybe in 2008, that second year for Nick Saban, Steele might have moved into some kind of an assistant head coach role or gotten some kind of an extra title that maybe made it appear like he was – involved on a different level. But yeah, you're right. It was kind of a switch there, and then Steele moved on, and then he came back for a year, I think in 2014, to coach the linebackers. This is his ninth, technically his ninth role in the SEC, which is what I wrote about the other day. It's hard to believe 42-year coaching career and a whole lot of stops in the SEC, a lot of other places too.
But the most important thing, it seems like, Chase, is his relationship with Nick Saban. And from people with whom I speak, and that's where we want to talk to people like you who are experts at this, they do have a unique relationship. What do you know about these two who have been close in a working situation? They've been rivals with Steele at LSU and ultimately Auburn, and now he's back.
He is. They have been close. I think that first year in 2007 had a lot to do with the bond that they've built, really. I mean, that was the first time Kevin Steele's worked for Nick Saban as the DC in 2007. And that wasn't a bad defense. It was a pretty bad team. They finished 7-6. They were 6-6 on the regular season. But defensively, they really weren't that bad. They lost four games, allowing 21 points or less. And I thought Steele, given what he had at the time, you got to remember in 2007, Nick Saban, the signing class that had come in 2007 was mostly Mike Shula guys. Saban did what he could to bring in a few of his own guys. But you know how it is with the coaching turnover in the winter. That signing day is a quick turnaround. And, you know, for the most part, coaches come in and they're just trying to save the class that's already been built by the previous coach. It was no different for Saban in 07. So Steele comes in and takes over a defense with mostly Shula players who weren't all terrible. There were some good ones, some not so good. But he patched together a darn good defense, I think, for what he had to work with talent-wise in 2007, and to me anyway, that's kind of where the bond between those two had its greatest advancement.
Chase, before you go, your thoughts and the reaction about Tommy Rees, who is now the offensive coordinator at Alabama as well.
Yeah, that was an interesting hire too. Also not splashy. Certainly he wasn't on any of these hot boards and whatnot. It kind of came out of the blue. If you go back and look at Saban's hires for coordinators over the years, he tends to go for guys he knows for that DC role, and then in the OC role, that's when he can zig when everybody thinks he's going to zag. And that certainly happened with Tommy Rees. He's a guy that likes to use his tight ends. He likes to run the ball. Notre Dame ran the ball quite a bit more than it threw it last year. I believe I did the math on it. They ran the ball 61% of the time last year at Notre Dame. And I think that's something that's important to Saban, because the running game last year for Alabama was middle of the pack in the SEC in terms of yards per game, which at Alabama, I don't think that's good enough for Saban, frankly. And the fact that they had a quarterback as talented as Bryce Young has something to do with that too. It's not a bad idea to put the ball in Bryce Young's hands over and over and over again. But with Bryce Young moving on, I think Nick Saban wants to get back to more of a running game, still a balanced offense, but more of a running game. And he felt like Reese would be a good guy to help him get there.
Great stuff from Chase Goodbread, who covers the Tide as a columnist for the Tuscaloosa News. Many thanks, Chase. We appreciate you coming on. As always, we'll take a break here, get the reaction from all of you the rest of the way. It's been a busy one. We're coming right back.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. We are moving along here on a Tuesday night. We've had a lot of calls today, but we haven't heard from one person.
The legend.
Legend is next.
Black hats.
Yes, baby. That's right, Randy. Black hat, baby. And, Randy, I heard somebody earlier tell you to shut up. Next time somebody tells a black hat member to shut up, you just reach across and pimp slap him one time. Woo!
All done.
Don't you agree, Paul?
You do not. You don't. If you mess with one black hat, every black hat comes after you.
That's right.
Let's say
brother.
Black hat or
that's
black
right,
hat.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
That's right, man. That don't work in a black hat, Bob.
No,
man. It just
sir.
Don't work, man. It don't work. But hey, Paul, I heard somebody a while back talk about a splash hire. Ain't that? Was that you that said that, or was that somebody
else?
No,
that was one of our many guests tonight.
Let me tell you something about a splash hire. I remember the day Nick Saban was hired. That was as good a splash as I ever needed. That was the splash hire, baby. We're talking about the king. K-I-N-G. You know he's the king. All you folks out there talk about this man. He's done. He's over. He's this. He's that. Let me tell you what he is. He is the topic of your conversation. He's deep down in your soul, deep down in your heart, deep down in your mind. Because you know, until he says it's over, you got a problem.
Yes, you do.
Woo, you got a problem, baby. I don't mind Kevin Steele, and I don't mind Tommy Reed. Just as long as that Pete Golden ass shark hunting shrimp ass coach is in Mississippi and Bill O'Brien is in New England destroying that organization that I've hated all my life. All my life I've hated you, Patriots. I can't stand you, Tom Brady. Don't go in the broadcast because I don't want to look at your ass every Sunday. Now, I'm just glad they're gone, Paul. Here's the thing about Kevin Steele. You ever had somebody in all the years you've been in radio that you ran off several times and they came back later on and you took them back? You ever had somebody like that?
Legend, it seems like I've been down that road before.
Yeah. Yes, they even wrote a song about Kevin Steele in Alabama back in the 60s. It went like this. The cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just wouldn't stay away. That's Kevin Steele, man. We done ran this guy off so many times. You got to respect the fact that he keeps coming back.
No, and by the way, he comes back happy.
Yes, he's glad to be back.
Yeah,
glad
I mean, to Kevin be back. Steele, he can't wait to get out of Miami.
Oh, would you, Paul? No. Hell no. I've been on the – man, I bet when that call came, he was like, I'm out.
He said, finally, I don't have to deal with J.K., the J.K.'s of the world.
Oh, yeah, Mr. T. Yeah, you don't have to deal with Mr. T. yeah, but, you know, that's the – I'm all right with Kevin Steele, and I like Tommy Reese, 30 years old. Here's the thing. The whole Alabama running game last year was hand the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs up the middle and hope for the best. That was the whole damn running game, Paul. I don't know how Bill O'Brien got all these accolades. You said it all year long. I was down at Pete Golden, and you kept saying – Bill O'Brien's worse, and I kept thinking, why is he saying that? But when you, Jahmyr Gibbs didn't even get 1,000 yards, Paul. 1,000 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs will be a first-round draft pick. The NFL scouts compare him to Alvin Kamara, and he didn't get 1,000 yards at the University of Alabama running the ball. I mean, come on, man. Tommy Reese, I've heard idiots come on this show and say that, oh, the game has changed. The game has changed. You can't win no more. Just you running the ball don't mean that. You got to throw the ball up. That's bull crap, Paul. That's absolutely bull crap. You know why the Buffalo Bills ain't in the Super Bowl? They don't have a running game. That's exactly why they're not in the Super Bowl, Paul. You got to have somebody to take pressure. And when Alabama was great, it was Mark Ingram. It was Eddie Lacy. It was Trent Richardson. It was Derrick Henry. That's when Alabama was at their greatness, baby. That's when Alabama, and I think Tommy Reese brings that back. And I love it. I absolutely love it. That don't mean that Julian Sayin, S-A-Y-N, I'm saying, Georgia, pay attention, get his name right. When he comes, he ain't going to throw the ball 40 times a game. Well, you can run the ball 40 and throw it 40. I like it, Paul. Now, Pa, I seen something today before I get off that just has pissed me off, man.
Yes, sir.
This has pissed me off. You know my Colts have the fourth pick in the draft, and Chicago has the first pick in the draft. And they're working on a trade for the Colts to move up from 4 to number 1 to draft the quarterback. Do you hear who I'm hearing that they're going to draft at number 1? Can you believe Cliff friggin' Stroud? There's one franchise quarterback in this draft, Paul. It ain't that I'm a homer, because I'm a homer, baby. I'm a homer. But Bryce Young, you know it and I know it. That's the best quarterback Alabama's had since Joe Namath. You know it and I know it. And if Chris Byard is so damn stupid to give up a bunch of draft picks and move up to number 1 to give Cliff Stroud, I am burning my Johnny Unitas jersey. I am throwing everything of the Colts I have all over my wall out of this house. I am done with it if they don't draft Bryce Young. Now, if you was the GM of the Colts and gave up, they're going to give up 3 number 1 future draft picks to go up to get Cliff Stroud. And they're even talking about Will Levis, who ain't nothing but another damn Daniel Jones. He's a bust. AR-15, a bust. There's one quarterback in this draft. If you're the GM of the Colts, Paul, who do you pick at number one? Am I wrong or am I right?
I'm taking Bryce Young.
Hell yeah. It don't matter he's 6'1", 190.
Well, I don't even think he's that, by the way.
Well, it don't matter if he's 5'8", 150. He's Patrick Mahomes 2.0, baby. And if Chris Ballard's too stupid to realize, get your ass out of Indy and go to New England.
And can you imagine, legend, when Bryce Young finally has a legitimate OC calling the plays for him?
Well, this is the sad part about my situation with the Colts. We're going to give up everything of our future to move up to get Cliff Stroud, who's an average NFL quarterback, and D'Amico Ryans in the Houston Texans with the second pick is going to run to the podium and pick Bryce Young and destroy the Colts for the next 15 damn years. Hear me, Pat McAfee. You got voices in that office. You tell Chris Ballard, get his ass out of town now. If he ain't going to draft Bryce Young, don't do Blue Nation like it. And last thing, Paul, I just heard the officiating crew that's going to call the Super Bowl has thrown more flags in the playoffs over the last 5 years than any officiating crew in the NFL. My question to you is, why, Paul? Why, man? Why? Why? I love you, dude. I'm about to go crazy! Hell no, coach! You better draft Bryce Young. I'm done with you. Elvis has left the building.
J.K. is up next.
Oh, boy. All shook up. That's the Elvis. Just got off the phone. Hey, Paul, you ever heard a conversation where you start at the letter Z and just go backwards, and that's the whole conversation? I just heard a whole lot of nothing. And for and Bryce Young, yeah, he's going to be a decent quarterback. But if he get hit by one of those defensive linemen, he'll be back in T-Town as the offensive coordinator for Nick or whoever else they hire after Nick leaves. Stop crying about the coordinator. The coordinator they got, he's run savvy. He's run heavy. And the reason Nick got him is because he know he don't have a quarterback this year coming up. So, Legend, stop all that whining and crying. And we want this OC. We want this OC. Nick said it a few years ago. Dead, buried, and gone. It's over with. The run is over. You can embrace it. Believe it, disbelief, the run is over. You can get on here every day and laugh at your own jokes. The Black Hat Club and all of this. And while I'm thinking about it, you told the guy in the back, he need to reach across and pimp slap somebody because you're in the Black Hat Club. And as far as I remember, pimps keep their women. I think Legend just lost his. So all that pimp slapping my guy. You just blowing smoke. And one more thing before I let you go, Paul. Remember I told you, when they missed the playoffs this year, Nick would be on that plane looking down at all those Bama fans doing a big group hug in Tuscaloosa. It's over. That run is over. Embrace it. James Brown has left the building.
We are coming right back.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. As we roll on here, we just had quite a collection of callers with Legend and then JK saying it is over in Tuscaloosa. Huh. Over.
That's what he said.
Handsome Joe is next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? Hey, I don't care what JK says. Paul, he's probably still talking to himself in the mirror. Nick Saban's Alabama's not going to make the playoffs. I mean, Alabama to him is like the old girlfriend that busted up with him, and he can't get over, and he keeps driving by her house hoping he'll come back. And that's the kind of person he reminds me of, Paul. And you know what? He's living in la-la land. And just, you know, JK's talking in the middle of the woods, he's still talking stupid. I mean, he just – but, hey, Legend, man, he got the jealousy for – you remember John Lennon wrote the song Jealous Man?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was John Lennon.
John
well,
Lennon?
That's what reminds me of J.K. He wrote it for people just like J.K. because he's so jealous of Legend because Legend will not let him in the Black Cat Mafia. That's all it is. We let him in the club. It's like Andy Griffith's show. They wanted Eddie in the club, but they didn't want Barney in the club. Well, we don't want J.K. in the club. That's all that is, Paul. And when I heard Legend, man, I was ready to talk, you know, pass the offering plate around because Legend was speaking some truth right there, Paul. And I'm glad Bill O'Brien, hey, I'm glad he packed up and went up north, Paul. But, hey, I like what Coach Reeves is going to bring, man. He's young, energetic. And, Paul, Bill O'Brien last year, we run so much sophisticated things. Sometimes we had receivers in the same place. When we've had our most success was either just what running the real routes, slants. I mean, that's when we had our most success, when we had it more simplified. And he tried to make things more complicated, and it just don't work. So Coach Reed's going to bring line up and knock them off the ball, Paul, because and something else J.K. said, that once Bryce Young takes a hit, Bryce Young took several hits this past year. Every game they had to look over at him and say, are you okay? And he had to shake his head, yes, I'm okay. I mean, he got his bell rung several times. That just shows how tough this young man is, Paul. And he's going to be real good. And I like this hire of Kevin Steele, Paul. And just go to show you, the other thing, them teams down in Miami, they can't keep a good coach, Paul. They can't keep a good coach. They've been left the Dolphins. They can't keep Kevin Steele. He's the best out there right now, the best available. You know, and we ain't going to get somebody that might be on probation right now. So Coach Saban knows what he's doing. He knows Kevin Steele real well. And Kevin Steele knows, you know, several different programs around. I believe he brings a lot to the table.
So, Joe, how many everyone's trying to write Saban off. If you had to make the call today, how many more national championships do you think Nick Saban wins?
At least two more.
Two
being
more?
Realistic. And that's just, you know, depends on when he retires. So,
yeah.
If he's 80 years old, I would put
say, Handsome Joe, that all this conversation about Kirby Smart now owning college football is premature?
You better believe it, Paul. You know what? I'd like to slap David Pollack for what he said right in front of Nick Saban, Paul. And you know what? I'd like to slap him, but I wouldn't do it not unless I had, you know, some big bodyguards in front of me. But, you know, hey.
Because, you have to remember, Pollack's getting a lot of flack. Pollack didn't really say anything other than Georgia. He told the truth.
He didn't tell the truth, Paul, because for last year, yeah, Georgia did own college football. But not just, you know, you can't predict the future next year. Yeah, everybody picked Alabama to win it.
Joe, you just got through saying you think Nick Saban's going to win two more championships. So yes, you can predict the future.
We're going to win at least two more.
And Joe, what makes you feel so comfortable and confident that your guy is going to win two more? What are you basing that on?
Because we always do, Paul. I mean, every 2-3 years we're going to win one.
Joe, wouldn't you agree that maybe this feels a little bit different?
No. I think the big point right here is getting rid of those two coordinators we had on offense. Joe, quick question here.
So those two guys that Nick Saban they got rid of, you are aware, are you not, that Nick Saban hired Bill O'Brien and hired Pete Golding?
Right, but I mean. He didn't fire him. I mean, they left on their own. I don't care whether he fired him or not.
But those were his guys.
If Kevin Steele hadn't left, we wouldn't have had Kirby Smart for those years. I mean, things can work out for the good.
Well, hold on. We got Kevin Steele back. What is that? Nick Saban replaced Kevin Steele with Kirby Smart.
Well, because Steele needed to break. You know, he was a little bit younger, and he just needed to go get training somewhere else. We had bigger fish to fry. But the thing of it is, that's who Saban wants now.
Okay.
I mean, Nick Saban, well, he wasn't running
so,
national
so
title.
So, Joe, you're essentially saying that in Saban we trust.
Right. I do trust in Nick Saban. I do, Paul. Because then, he's not God, Paul. He's going to make a bad decision here and there. What company or person has not hired somebody they wish they hadn't before? And some of them you like. You truly do like, but they're just not getting the job done. And sometimes, especially when you get older, you get to feeling a little bit more, not like wanting to slap people around like you have been in the past. And sometimes he gets a little bit lax, and that may be, you know, part of the age, you know, coming about. Joe, based on what you said, I agree with you on that completely.
I've become more tolerant. Most people.
Not more tolerant.
Yeah, I mean, 5 years ago, I would have laughed you off the stage after this phone call.
I'd have kicked myself in the butt too, Paul. I didn't know what to say when I called in. I don't know what I'm really saying now. I just called in. I'm surprised what comes out.
We do agree with you on that. Hey, Joe, let me say this to you, okay? We're kidding you. You know that.
I know that. And is it too early to say that, we're going to beat them flea infested, bitten Georgia Bulldogs this year? Is it too early to say that, or do I need to wait a couple months?
I don't think it's ever too early to say that.
We're coming after you, Georgia. We're going to come after you. We're going to pop your little
Joe, let me help you for a second, okay? Georgia isn't on the schedule, but do you know who is on the schedule? I'm going to go down the schedule with you for a second. I mean, you've got Texas week two. Then you got Ole Miss at home.
We'll score 100 points on them, Paul, with their defense coordinator now.
Okay, next week at Mississippi State.
That's probably going to be our toughest game right there, Mississippi State.
But a win, right?
It's going to be a win, yeah.
October 7th, you know where you go? You know what happens then? Scene of the crime. Place you lost 2 years ago, A&M, Jimbo.
Oh, my goodness, Paul, I can't wait to put it on them. And, hey, they're 13th and 14th, man. Ain't going to help them this year, Paul. It ain't going to be nothing like it was 2 years ago.
Okay, home game against Arkansas. I'm going to excuse. Here's the game you better watch out for. October 21st, Bryant-Denny, Tennessee.
Payback time, Paul.
November 4th, LSU.
That's payback for sure. Payback.
Let me give you a sleeper game here. November 11th at Kentucky.
Oh, Paul, that's going to be an easy game there. Easy
okay.
peasy.
Chad, and then the game that I think you guys could conceivably lose. You better watch out for this game. November 25th. You know who you play?
Oh, sure. We're going to go down there and whoop the Burners. Disaster in the pasture, Paul. That's all it is. Disaster in the pasture. We won last time we was there, but we ain't going to overtime this time.
Joe, you got a new quarterback. You got a new quarterback. Nobody knows who the quarterback is. New OC, new DC, and you're predicting 12-0, right? 13-0.
Right, right.
And then the puppy dogs in Atlanta, right?
And then the puppy dogs.
Okay.
And then we're going to rough them up good. That's going to be Georgia's first
loss. Okay, what would you say? Right now, we have to go because we're late. But final score in the SEC championship game?
Alabama, 63. Georgia, nothing.
Joe, thank you. We'll be right back after this. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.